All right, you guys ready for the message?
I am so pumped and excited. We've been in this series called House of Prayer. Everybody say House of Prayer. Okay, Jesus called his house, the Lord's house, a house of prayer, specifically a house of prayer for all nations. So prayer has been the main theme for our summer, or even our life groups. We've also had these 24 hours of prayer. We just had another one this past weekend. If you weren't able to engage, we really want to encourage you next time. It'll be the end of July. We'll do another 24 hours. We'll encourage it to engage in whatever way you can. It's awesome to see some people up there, but I know there's a lot more that can jump in. So I want to encourage you to figure out a way, if you're in town, to jump in, even just for 30 minutes or an hour, to those 24 hours of prayer. But through this series, we've heard from a variety of different folks in our church body, and we want to be a little more expansive with our definition of prayer. And so it's not just, here's my list of things I'm asking God to do. It's different ways to engage with him. Prayer at its basic is talking with or conversing with God. And so we've heard messages on listening to God's voice, on processing our emotions with God. We've heard messages on intercession and then different tools as well to engage in a corporate environment. But this morning we got other folks in our church going to be talking about the prophetic and how to hear God's voice and share that with others. And the ones sharing this morning are the one and only Christian and Chelsea Faust. So give it up for them. Woo-hoo! Yeah. So I love these little tag team messages, these couples that get to share. But y'all agree with me and pray for them, and then they'll jump into the message. So Lord, we thank you so much for the gift that Christian and Chelsea are to this body. We thank you for your spirit in them and what you have done in their lives, and thank you that we get to enjoy the fruit of their life. And Lord, we thank you you've given them a message today. We ask that you would speak through them. And Lord, make us hungry to receive. Lord, we want more than just to say, oh, wow, they did good. God, we want to receive from you. We want to hear your voice, and we want to apply what we're hearing and live this out. And so, Lord, open our hearts up to what you want to do. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, give it up for these guys one more time.
Good morning, good morning. We love you guys. We're glad to be here. We're the Fausts. We actually didn't put, you know, a lot of times it's good to put a photo of yourselves and your immediate family. Well, the only member of our immediate family that's not here is Cooper, our dog. He's a big 106-pound Bernie Doodle, if you're wondering. Sorry, we don't have photos. You can ask for those photos to see them from us later if you want to. So we didn't have a picture, so we just thought we'd...
This is us.
There you go. So there's your picture. We just wanted to start by telling you how we actually got here. I'm not going to share the long story, but I don't know if Olivia Kaur is here today. I don't think she is. Okay, she's on a plane. Amen. Yeah, bless her. Okay, and the whole team for safety. I am a nurse, and during COVID, I was a nurse, and it was a little lonely being a nurse. And I actually worked with Olivia Kaur, and there was one night shift that we were working, and I was talking to her. She was like, you know what? You really need to come to this church. I think they're really your people. And I was like, okay, yeah, yeah. So, you know, what are they like? She's like, just come and you'll see. And I came and I saw, and yeah, you are my people. So, yeah. So anyway, but that was a great experience for me. And since then, that was 4.5 years ago. Yeah, it's been a while. Wow. The church was around for a year. So, yeah, it's been great to be a part of your body. And actually, Chelsea will share this, but we've been a part of the body equally around the same time. Yeah. So it's been very life-giving and amazing. And I know a lot of you here, and we've shared a lot of deep things together. So it's beautiful.
And I'm Chelsea, and I also came about 4 years ago, but I was at the first service because I am going to blow some of your minds. If you know Maggie Keith, that's my cousin. And so I was like, oh, man, she's not here right now. But like, oh, there's, like, I just was asking God, like, so after I left, I thought, oh, my gosh, I really want to go back there. That was so great. And Jesus was like, you can't. And so I just asked, was in a season like, God, is there more for me? Is there more for me in the kingdom of God? And there was. If you're ever asking that question, there is. And so came here 4 years ago, and that's where Christian and I met. We've been married for a year, which is awesome. So it's super fun to be married to Christian, as you can imagine. And we laugh a lot. And we live in Siloam. And so we're part of the Siloam Life Group. And I'm a school counselor there. And I love my job. So that's just a little bit about us.
Okay.
We also really are passionate about worship and prayer and prophecy in the body in a healthy way.
Yeah, matter of fact, we kind of met through prophecy. So that's a long story. You can ask about that story later as well. Did you want to share about summarizing?
So we listened to all of the messages, like from the past weeks, even, you know, when we were gone. And the big thread that we saw woven in to all of the messages was actually humility. And so it kind of what it sounded like to us, like if we could compile all of them and put them into a couple words, would be like, Jesus, come. Just come. Like, we want to know more. We want to know what you're doing. We want to know what you're up to, and we want to partner with you. And so that is, like, what we saw weaving through every, like, kind of the groundwork and the blueprint of House of Prayer. And so our slice of the pie today, Christian said that today. I'm like, yeah, that is, like, a fun way to say that. Like, our slice of the pie is kind of just to share on what does it look like for prophecy and prayer to go together.
I actually forget the first next slide, but we actually wanted to practice prophecy even in preparing for the sermon. So we just really prayerfully asked the Lord, what do you want to speak? You know, even in that process, just speak to us. We want to listen, and we'll get to it later, but some of the things are specifically given. Humility is one of them, talking about God's power. But we wanted to kind of share some specific things about prophecy, what it might look like. And again, today we're going to share some things about prophecy. We don't want to nail anything down and say, this is the exact definition. This is exactly how you practice it. I don't think that's what the Holy Spirit intended us to do, but to talk through kind of the heart behind it and how we go about it, and to maybe give some thought-provoking and heart-stirring things today. Also, some laying some of the groundwork of heart. You know, prophecy is something that we truly believe, and we're convicted that it is in the heart of building up and encouraging each other in the body. We have a great gift, and I would say a responsibility as the Church of Jesus to host the Holy Spirit. What an amazing privilege that we get. One of the ways that we can do that is through prophecy. You might be familiar, there's lots of different scriptures in 1 Corinthians. I'll just reference that in 1 Corinthians, in part of it, Paul talks about some ground rules for prophecy. And he talks about it being for the encouraging and upbuilding of others in the body. That is just one way that we can host the Holy Spirit. We want to say something, too, that prophecy is and something that prophecy is not, while saying that we want to host, okay, and serve others in the body and give to others. I just want to say that something that prophecy is building, encouraging, something that the heart behind it that we're not going for is we're not going for conveying the heart of God in such a way that I'm after you to convict you. Does that make sense? I mean, we just believe firmly in this body. As a body, there's great teachings also too, where Mitchell has spoken, I think, in more depth on prophecy on Spotify. I don't know where else to have that, but there's sermons that you can look up before that are really good. But one of the things I just want to say that's not. So if I'm going to convict you, we just believe that's the Holy Spirit's job in encouraging each other. I truly believe that so much conviction can come in that, because oftentimes it's like, well, we see a lot of different examples in the scripture of people being convicted through words and stuff like that. There are examples of that, but the heart behind it, I truly believe, is to encourage, go after encouragement. And oftentimes when you call out identity and how things should be, that can be extremely convicting because you might just look at where you're at and what the Lord is saying. So I want to say, lay some ground rules for that. Also, too, to say just kind of, this is my definition. Again, not trying to nail it down. But I truly believe that a way to understand, because prophecy and prayer, I believe, are so linked, but maybe where we differentiate prophecy a little bit as a form of communication with God is this. Prophecy is conveying the thoughts, desires, and the word of God. The thoughts, desires, and word of God. And when I say word of God, like, I actually mean scripture. I mean, sometimes we need the Holy Spirit, or I say all the time, we need the Holy Spirit to understand, to convey scripture itself. And man, is that powerful. That's already the words of God. That's already the prophecy of God laid out for us and conveying that to each other in a way that maybe the Lord would specifically like to be conveyed to somebody is so powerful. So I want to share that.
So we are going to show a couple examples of what it looks like for prayer and prophecy to go together. And so they're sentence frames. And so a couple things that it could look like. And so whenever it's like prayer and prophecy, this is like a starting point. And I really bet that you guys have done some of these and you didn't even know it. And so I think that's exciting, is that there is like an easy entry point to things like this. So like, God, can you tell me what should be going on here? Like if we're praying into a situation or if we're praying into a location, what should be going on here but is not? And so we're aligning with God's character. God, what is the truth? I bet you guys have prayed that before. God, are there any secrets or surprises that you wanted to reveal to us about this person, about this situation? And I put surprises in parentheses because I am a school counselor. And so I talk with little kids about, we don't really have secrets with adults, right? That might be, you know, those secrets with adults can get a little tricky in my field. So we do surprises. We say, you know what you can have with adults is surprises. Surprises are good because you can know, like, surprises you find out at the end. Like, it's like revealed at the end. Secrets are kind of hidden. And so I think that I just wanted to put that in there, that we actually have surprises with God, because I think that one day we will know. Like, we will know what was happening in that moment in heaven. And so just wanted to touch base on that. Also, like, God, what is your heart over this? What is your heart over them? What is your heart over my job? What is your heart over my family? God, what truth can I declare over this and over others? And so, again, this is just an entry point. Also, Mitchell has some great connection points with time with Jesus. Like, God, what do you think about me? Mm-hmm. Like, that is connecting with God's heart over you. Or, God, what do you want me to know today? And so even, like, if you haven't listened to Lauren's message, like, just inviting Jesus into your day is so encouraging. And that is, like, prophesying truth over your life and situations.
Yeah, because to say, too, we want to almost in a way, like elevate prophecy as a wonderful and beautiful spiritual thing, but also, too, to kind of demystify it, because it's the fact is, we are doing this. If you have the Spirit of God, we are prophesying. We are conveying the thoughts, words, desires of God. So in that way, I wanted to demystify that. Yeah. All right, if we'll go to the next slide, humble and powerful. These are the kind of the two main things, almost kind of guiding words over this, what we felt to share today. And that is that God wants us to be humble. He wants us to be also powerful. And to truly believe that those things go together. We have so many examples in scripture of how that goes together. But just to say it, to say these things and kind of go into that, these things go together. And who knows, maybe even one comes before the other. Also, too, we have scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-22. There's some really good things shared in here. And so I'm going to go ahead and read that. We can, of course, it'll be on the screen. We can kind of read it together. But all right, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. I think that's a beautiful guiding passage, and right there he addresses the prophetic, sharing with each other. Yeah, it can be a messy thing to try and convey God, you know, and humility is a big part of this passage, and Chelsea's going to share quite a bit on humility.
So the first thing we wanted to convey to you guys is that God invites us to be humble. And so it is a little tricky in prophecy and prayer. With prophecy there, I am saying this as your loving sister in Christ. So that's my umbrella. That in prophecy, there is a bigger temptation to have some type of personal, like, glory. So, like, in prayer, someone comes to me, hey, can you pray for my mom? Yes. Pray for your mom. In prophecy, there is like a leap of faith that has to happen. And so when it is accurate, there is a temptation to be like, yes, I got it right. You know? And so we want to say today that we want to be a humble people. Yeah. And so this is like not teaching 101 to say a quote that I don't really remember. But there was a quote one time that it said something that really shook me in what I was doing with. It was like a good prophet only shares about 20% of what they hear. Don't hold me to that. If you can actually find the quote, come tell me later. But all that to say is like, okay, what if we really sat with the things of the Lord before we like told them to someone? And so that really shook me because I am a helper. And so if I see someone in need, I really want to pray for you. Like, oh my gosh, you're crying. Like, let me pray for you. Oh my gosh. And so it could be a temptation to say something like, God's just telling me that you're like having a hard day. It's like, well, sis, like you saw them crying and there's not coming out. So we can just say it like it is. Like, hey, I notice that you're crying. You know, yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah, like to be humble just to say like I'm recognizing you as a person. Like, can I pray with you versus like making it all like I just sense something. And so we just want to align with God's character. And so I have a lovely chart that I made. Here's the temptation. You're going to want to read the bottom of it, but wait for me. Just wait for me. Just stick with me at the top. You're good, Mason. You're doing awesome. Okay. So here's kind of a guideline. Again, this is man-made. This is woman-made. And so if there is like anything that you're like, I don't know, it's totally fine. Make your own chart. Like, it's okay. But just wanted to give this like a template first. Okay, I feel like I have an encouraging word or prayer. Oh my gosh, like, yay, that's exciting. Notice the colors. Like, green is like, yay, cool. So I feel like I have an encouraging word or prayer. Awesome. Does it align with God's character? Like, we're moving down the map. If it does, keep going. Awesome. If it doesn't, just don't say it. Like, that's it. Just don't. If it's not aligning with God's character, and if it's not going to be to encourage and lift up the body, then like just hold it in your little heart.
And also too, I just want to say, it's not that we're saying it's easy to know what aligns with God's character either. We don't want that to be something that we're conveying to you. It is not easy, especially in certain circumstances, but to say that we do this the best we can. We do it the best we can. Yeah. If there's things that obviously are to you, I just don't know if that's, you know, okay, well, it goes to that.
If I'm saying, okay, God, I'm going to pray for Christian. Oh, hey, Christian, I think that I just feel like the Lord's saying you're really operating about like in fear right now. I just don't think that you're doing a good job at X, Y, and Z. Okay. If it's not to encourage versus like this side is like, hey, you're a mighty man of God. Like, let's step, like, I just see over you, encourage it, like that God would move through you. You know, like, if it's aligning, like, just flip the coin, just like flip the coin and do the other side, you know, the opposite spirit. So if it aligns with God's character, amazing, let's keep going. Does it, like, who will get the glory here? Is it going to be God or is it going to be me? And so, like Christian said, it's hard to know sometimes, but really being humble enough to ask the question, to stop before you, like, I have an encouraging prayer. Before, let's just ask, is this for me? Is this for me to encourage them? Is this for them to get an encouragement for God? Or is it for me to feel powerful in ministry? And so we just want to make sure that we're running it through filter. Like, all this is a filter. They're not like stop signs. They're just a filter. Yeah. And so who is going to get the glory? And so there is an option to not say it, or like, we put another arrow there. Thanks, Jenna. Jenna helped us with that. To say, like, pray in your own heart. Yeah. It counts. Like, it still counts if they don't hear it. It counts. And so it's a win. It's still a win. If you feel like you have an encouragement for someone, I can pray for them. And so also, if you decide, like, okay, I'm going to get the glory. Okay, God. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, God. Do you want, okay, I'm just going to put my things aside. If you get to the share it part, that's great. Totally. Make your own chart. But I'm just saying, like, you can, there's just space to run it through a filter. Next, should I share it or should I pray in my heart? Even if it aligns with God's character and even if God's going to get the glory, they're like, let's just run it through the filter of, like, is this for me to go like this? God, I bless him, Lord, whatever he's doing, God. Or am I going to go and pray? And so there's still a filter. Like, it still counts. Both of them are a win if you pray in your heart or if you share it. And so that goes back to, like, a good practices that whatever that quote said that someone's going to tell me about later is, like, I'm going to keep, like, yeah, I just keep things to, I don't have to share everything. I was really guilty of this as a new believer. Like, it only counts if I pray it out loud. Like, if I hear something encouraging, I've got to go say it. That's part of my bend of my personality. But also, like, I can encourage, like, God knows. God knows my heart. And so just want to say that also we know in part and we prophesy in part. And so I just want to give, like, a disclaimer and just an apology for if there has been a time where someone has said something to you that has been in the name of the Lord and has been discouraging or made you feel uncomfortable, like, I'm really, really sorry for that misrepresentation. That wasn't fair. That made you feel really gross, or it made you feel confused. And so I'm really sorry for that misrepresentation that of God. And so I hope that that there would be a time that you could, that could be redeemed, even that thing that person said could be redeemed. And so on that little heart portion, just an encouragement. Again, Mitchell's laid a really great ground floor for prophecy. So go back and listen to that. But just as it, like, some bumper rails to encourage us as a body, as we're praying over people, is, like, no dates, no mates, no babies. And so if you've heard that before, it's like, okay, we're not going to say specific dates over people. Like, this is the day that you're going to win the lottery, May 27th. I don't know. no mates. Like, this is the person that you're going to marry. Like, I heard from God. Or babies. That one's self-explanatory. So we're just going to leave that up to God.
Children, and you're going to...
Right. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to leave that actually up to God. And if you really feel like there's something crazy pressing, like, go talk to Mitchell. Go talk to Mitchell about it. And just run it through Mitchell's filter too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. We just believe, like, even the way that Paul lays out, he kind of says orderly worship or these things. Really what he's talking about is sharing things from the Spirit in an honoring way, in a humble way. And a part of that is if you're in a congregation and you don't know for sure, you actually can go to those who are spiritual leaders, and you should share with them. And they then you receive the benefit of having somebody else to help you discern as well. I'll just tell you, there's several different words that we've had, words that I know others have had, that you feel like you kind of know it, and you go to somebody else and you share it, and they're like, this is how it applies. This is in this way. And you're like, that's it. I would not have seen that if I didn't come to you and understand. So there's such a benefit to that. It's also safety for you. Because if you're going to really go out on a limb, you get to share with others, submit it to them. And also, too, they may say, don't share the word. Oof, sometimes that can sting. Sometimes you're like, but that was from God. Yeah. That I don't know if you know this, but that was from God. oh, boy, I've been there. Okay, that's why we're talking about humility, because yeah. I need it, but that's such a beautiful submission piece.
And so if there is a time that you hear something that might not, even if it just doesn't resonate with you, like you're allowed to say like, thank you so much for praying. I don't know if that totally resonates with me, but like, thank you so much. I'll ask God. You're allowed to say like, thank you. I'm going to put that on the shelf. And genuinely ask God. What we're saying today is that that's why we were meditating on that passage, is because do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Like, we want to hold fast to what is good. So every word that you receive from someone, or you, like, obviously not from God, but if you feel like you receive an encouragement from someone, put it in your pocket. Go back home or go sit down and then open your little hand up to God and say, God, what do you think? Even if you feel like it is the most accurate thing in the world, it's so good to get a father's perspective. Yeah. And so it might feel encouraging, but it might be something different that God wants to reveal to you even in that. Like, I've even had some people tell me some things and I'm like, thank you. I did like, thank you so much. I don't know if that really resonated with me. And then I go and tell God and I'm like, oh my gosh, it did. I didn't know. And so it's because just put it in your little pocket and then talk to God later. Because even if there are times when people say things to you that are not true, it is so much faster to receive like breakthrough and freedom and healing from the Father if you go straight to him and tell him. God, you know, like whenever like your kids come home from school, this is what this kid said to me today. And you're like, oh my gosh, like that's not true about you. That's the spirit here. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what we want to just encourage, that even if you feel like that's the most accurate thing I've ever heard in my life, let's just bring it back to the Father so that he can speak into that.
I think sometimes there's responsibility that both the giver and receiver has to take into account. And I think sometimes that holds us back from prophesying, from conveying what we feel the Lord is saying. But I just want to share these specifically just to, put it out there. But if you go to share, there is essentially a responsibility. The responsibility you, in a sense, take on yourself, and the risk you take on yourself. That can feel very uncomfortable, but sometimes it's easy to transfer it onto the other person. Well, I just shared the word of the Lord, and so that's on you to figure. So, man, a humble place is being like, hey, I don't know. I feel that God might be saying this, and so I'm going to submit that to you. And if you bounce it back on me, I absorb it. I say, that's okay, because it helps you to stay in a place of being like, actually, just the best I can. I'm sharing. That's the place, that humility place, that faith. That's the place that we share in the kingdom of God. You also have an ability as a person who receives to not receive it, just to say what she's saying. You don't have to receive it. If somebody comes to you and say, thus saith the Lord, good for them. Seriously, good for them. That might sound harsh. But see, it says, don't despise. Oh, that person does not, who knows? The Lord can use a donkey. He can certainly use us. I think we're better than a donkey. So just to make that clear. I don't know, but I'm going to bring that to the Lord. Go to power. All right. I want to share something about power. Okay. Humility, but also power. Okay. This is just kind of get at, there's a certain point where you jump off. You say, okay, I've checked my heart with Holy Spirit. Lord, show me. I'm jumping off now. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go share this. Okay, God loves us and he gives us his power. He gives us his power. We are not powerless people. We are not powerless people. I want to share a passage really quick from 1 Corinthians 14, 22 through, 26, 25. Perfect. Okay. There's a lot you could talk about with this passage. I'm just going to go through. Thus, tongues are a sign not for believers, but for unbelievers, while prophecy is a sign not for unbelievers, but for believers. If, therefore, the whole church comes together and all speaks in tongues and outsiders or unbelievers enter, they will not say that you, will they not say that you are out of your minds? That's funny. But if all prophesy and an unbeliever or outsider enters, he is convicted by all. He is called to account by all. The secrets of his heart are disclosed. And so falling on his face, he will worship God and declare what God that God is really among you. Beautiful passage, incredible passage. And what I just want to emphasize is for the believers, he's not saying if. He's saying if you are, well, he's saying if you are doing this, God is there. God will disclose the secrets of his heart. There is power there. God is going to be there. They are hosting the Holy Spirit. We are hosting the Holy Spirit. And also, too, I'm not saying this is the only way to host the Holy Spirit, just to say. But it is one of the ways. And it's one of the ways that we can just, I love prophecy so much. I love because at a certain point, there's just something that just breaks in. It's like, when did that enter the room? Beautiful thing. I want to share, I got to go through fast. Okay, I want to share a story. And this is a story of a time. I'm gonna name drop David Rawls, if you know him. He's an awesome guy of the Lord. And there was a point where I was in college, and he and I, and I think his brother Stephen, got together, and we actually were in downtown Siloam. We got together to pray for Siloam and then to go out and maybe possibly pray for people. And we went down in a little gazebo, if you've ever been in Siloam. There's little gazebos around. They're not that large, and essentially, if you sit in one and anybody comes in, you all come through one set of steps and you're sitting and you're looking right at each other. I'm just sharing that for the context of the story. He and I were sitting together, and like I said, Stephen, we were sitting there praying. And as we're praying for Siloam, two young guys actually just walk up the stairs and sit right across from us. And we kind of looked at each other like, too easy. Yeah, too easy. And in good old David fashion, he just goes, hey, what are you guys' names? You know, okay, how old are you? I really feel like the Lord is saying this over you, over one of the guys, that you love writing. And actually, I feel that perhaps even your teacher has told you, you're really good at writing, and that really sparked something in you. And I want you to know that God really sees you and knows that there's something planned for you having to do with writing. That guy was like, and his friend was like, it's true. It is true. It is true what you just said. And then I just felt this stirring. How can you explain it other than, oh, I'm just going to take a chance. And I was like, I also want to share something to you, to the other young guy. I said, I'm just getting this sense. I'm going to submit it to you. Like, I see a picture of your father. I see a picture of a bike, and I see a picture that your father works on things. And the other guy goes, his dad's a motorcycle mechanic. His dad's a motorcycle mechanic. And they were like, whoa. And then the other guy goes, wait a second. I've seen this before. I was at a church once, and there was a woman, and she was praying over people, and she was doing stuff like this, but I didn't really believe it, but now I believe it. Wow. And we were like, amen. Well, where are you at with the Lord? Such an in. It's like, well, now we're actually interacting with an intimate God who knows us. So let's just converse about him because he's here. And man, it was so powerful, you know, because what happened is from just a place of, hey, I wonder, maybe, I have an impression, I'm open, the situation is right. And, you know, there's some level of checking our hearts, you know, it's just like, what benefit might I have? Well, I don't know the obvious benefit other than these men knowing Jesus. So let's go for it. And essentially what happened is we got their numbers, and we actually prayed with them. Hey, what's stopping you guys from just, you know, I'm just wondering that you might want to invite Jesus to just have more of your life. Yeah, we're down. We prayed for them. They prayed this prayer with us. Just humbly, you just say, like, Lord, give me a prayer. Yeah, Holy Spirit, come into my life. Change me. I want to give you my life. I want to give you. Man, those words do not come back void. It was a beautiful time, and it was a huge in into connection. And these are, you know, this was outside of a church setting. I don't know. How much more here? I don't know. I don't want to say that in a way that's guilting, but in a way that is empowering for us to share with each other. I just want to say something real quick as well, just to say that the power of God is not something you wield. It's not something that you take. It's not something that you get to use like the world shows us. The kingdom of God is about giving, receiving, freely receiving. It's not something you wield. Power is not a thing. Power is a person. Jesus Christ is the power. So I just want to say that as a piece that changes everything. It's not something I wield. I take prophecy and I use it on you. Yeah. It is a relational thing. It is a relational thing. All right. One last thing. We're going to have a time of some reflection questions, but just want to say too that I think there's a good question in this too. It's like, why? Why is this available to me? I think that's, I've asked myself that question many times, like you have, and not just with prophecy, but all sorts of things, you know, spiritual gifts, God's love itself, you know, this empowerment. What is it for? And I just want to say, just over the years and having the privilege of seeing things like this expressed, gifts like this, and even in a healthy way, I've seen it expressed in an unhealthy way too. But God gives us the power. God is never going to leave us to try and love without the power to back it up. The spiritual gifts, the power of God is there to empower love. It's to empower love. And I just, that's been such a comforting thing in my life, because you might see a situation and wonder what you might do about it, but you're not left without the power. Not that it's always yours, just because you see something to take on, but there are things that are there for us to take on, and God's never going to leave us without the power to back it up. That's his heart. All right, if we can put the reflection questions up there.
Band, you guys can come on up.
And also, too, yeah, we'll just pray over you. Okay, after the reflection question. Okay, great. All right, so if you have journals, if you have notes on your phone, I think just some questions that we felt led to kind of end this talk with a really good, some alignment stuff. Okay, just to say, in what way can I enter humility and prayer? Great place to start. Do I need to forgive, release anyone for misrepresenting who you are to me? It's hard to have that right lens with unforgiveness, with bitterness. If you do, the Lord has freedom for you. If you've been hurt by prophecy and it's turned you away from that, you might be the very best candidate to walk in that. If you walk in the way of humility and forgiveness. This is also just a piece, especially kind of lends itself to journaling, sitting and contemplating. But want to leave you, in a sense, kind of practicing prophecy over yourself with the Lord and looking at the Psalms. All right, I probably gave too much detail. All right, I'm going to pray, or do you want to pray? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for releasing your love, power, and sound mind over us. Thank you, as a church, that we get to host your Holy Spirit, that we get to participate with your Holy Spirit, that we get to live life with you and grow and maybe make mistakes, but to come back to the place of humility. Thank you for that, Jesus. And I pray that that would be true among us, that we would be able to love each other in a humble and powerful way, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Jesus.